Hello, and happy weekend. You're welcome to an exciting episode of Ellipsis, the podcast. Thank you to everyone who has been listening, who has been following. I sincerely appreciate. And don't forget that Ellipsis, the podcast, is available on AudioMac, on Spotify, on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Outcasts, and every other cast. You can listen through any medium you want. And please don't forget to follow my page on Instagram, and that is Ellipsis the podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. On this week's episode, I will be sharing I'm actually looking at a series. The topic is improving sexual communication with your partner, and under this topic I have a lot of topics I'll be running in about 6 to 8 episodes. And the first one we are starting with today is understanding the importance of sexual communication. Understanding the importance of sexual communication is very, very crucial for building a healthy and fulfilling sex life with your partner. I'm sharing some tips I know has worked for me and is still working for me, and definitely you should apply in your relationships. It would work, certainly. So first, you have to recognize that sexual communication is essential. Sexual communication is key to building a healthy and satisfying sex life. It also allows you and your partner to express your desires, your needs and boundaries, and to explore your sexual interests together. Another tip is that you have to understand that sexual communication can be challenging, very, very challenging. Talking about sex can be difficult for many people due to cultural and societal stigma surrounding sex. So you have to recognize this, and you have to acknowledge this, that it is normal to feel nervous or embarrassed when discussing sex, and you have to be more open and honest with your partner. The next tip is that you have to practice active listening. Active listening involves paying close attention to what your partner is saying without being judgmental or without interrupting them. Do not interrupt your partner, I beg your pardon, when they are sharing what they have in mind. So that is active listening. You have to practice active listening. It can help you understand your partner's needs and desires, and it can make it very easy to have a productive conversation about sex. The fourth tip is you have to use the I statement. Now, when you're discussing sex, it's important you use I. It's important to say I in your statement instead of you. It helps you avoid placing blame or making your partner feel very defensive. For example, instead of saying that you never satisfy me, it's better you say, I feel like we could explore new ways to make our sex life more fulfilling. Instead of you just outrightly telling them that they don't satisfy you, make it like a you problem, like it is your problem and not their problem. The fifth tip I have to share is that you have to respect each other's boundaries. Very important. It is very, very important to respect each other's sexual boundaries and communicate with them clearly. Communicate these boundaries clearly with your partner. It can help you feel both safe and comfortable exploring your sexual interests together. And the last tip on my list is you have to practice open and honest communication. Honesty is key to building trust and intimacy in relationships. You have to be honest about your desires, your needs, and boundaries, even if it feels uncomfortable at first. And this can actually help you build a stronger and more fulfilling sex life together. It also gives you the opportunity to be able to explore. If you know that you like BDSM, you have to let your partner know that this is what you like and that you could actually try. Give them things that would help make it's more beautiful, more, you know, make sex more appealing. Don't force it on them, discuss it with them. By understanding the importance of sexual communication and practicing open, honest, and respectful communication with your partner, you can actually build a stronger and more satisfying relationship. Okay, so this is where I actually call it a wrap on today's episode. I'm sure I hope you do enjoy it, and I hope it's very helpful to you in your relationship. Please don't forget to share to everyone. My name is Jenny, and I am your host on Ellipsis, the podcast. Thank you, and bye-bye.